All right. Then I can take E outside here. dA, U enclosed over epsilon. Now what is this here now?
Area of the cylinder.
Area of the cylinder, exactly. Then E times the area of the cylinder. It's exactly similar to what we have done for the sphere. And then E times, what is the area of the cylinder? The area of the cylinder. The circumference is 2 pi r times h. And then 2 pi r times h. Notice that, is there any flux going through this the upper circle here? Because this is normal here. And cosine 90 is 0, right? So there is no flux going through this surface. And that equals Q enclosed over epsilon. Now, what is Q inside this cylinder here?
Lambda.
L times lambda, or H times lambda, actually. Well, so in a Q enclosed is lambda, the charge density, times the length. What is the length here is? H, and then H times H here over epsilon, and then I can take H cancels out, and then E equals what? Lambda over 2 pi epsilon
R.
Alright. And then again here you can, if you multiply that by 2 here and 2 upstairs, then you can get K, 2K, lambda over R.
For Q, how should we get a lambda message?
Q enclosed. Now, what is, this is the height H here, right? I know the charge density here, lambda, times H, right? Linear charge density. If you know the length, you multiply by the linear charge, you get Q enclosed. And then that will be the electric field due to a line or linear charge or charge distributed on a wire. Waleh al-jamiyah. Any question? And then that's another example that shows the simple application of Gauss law to a cylinder. And then let's quickly sum up or review what we have said for Gauss law. Gauss law is a method or a simple method to evaluate the electric field for certain charge distribution. We took example point charge and the linear charge. Inshallah, in the following section we'll take more examples. And we said we have to construct a Gauss surface. The shape of that surface has to be the same symmetry as the charge distribution. If I have point charge, it's going to be a sphere. If I have cylinder or linear charge, it has to be cylindrical shape. All right. And the value of the electric field at Gauss surface is what? It's constant, right? And in that case here, I can take the electric field outside, and you get integral of the area. The other application here is consists of applying Gauss law for conductors and insulating materials. In an application, more application. So we have 5 minutes, sir. About 5 minutes. Or 2 minutes, maybe. And then we're going to apply it for conductors and insulators. Now, what do you think the difference between the two cases here? If I have a charged conductor, whatever the shape of that conductor, and you put a charge on that, where do you think the charge will go? The charge will be on the outside, sahih? And then I have a charge, for example, if I have negative charge, it will be covering the surface of that. Like if I have insulator here, and you charge the insulator, you have charge everywhere. Inside as well as at the surface here. Type. Now if I construct now Gauss law, Gauss surface here, notice that this will be Gauss surface here. This is Gauss surface. And here will be Gauss surface. Now the charge Q inside here is what?
Zero.
Enclosed equals zero. Then E will be what here? Zero. In case of insulator here, is Q inside zero?
No.
Q enclosed does not equal to zero. Then the electric field here equals to, does not equal to zero. Then this is the basic difference between insulators and conductors. For conductors, the charge will be sitting on the outside, and nothing will be inside there. So the electric field inside the conductor will be zero. By now, if you had the insulator, I'll have what? The electric field will not be zero.
Flux also.
The flux will be also zero. So the flux is zero. All right, and the electric field will be zero. All right. So next time, inshallah, we'll give more examples on these conductors and insulators, and we'll finish the chapter, inshallah. Okay.